Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Because they're under the delusion that they're still in this thing. It's what you guys were just talking about with in terms of the trade deadline. They're doing the same thing with the who they're bringing back from injured reserve. I mean, if they win the next two games, they're going to bring back Theo Riddick, Tim Patrick, and think they've got a shot to compete. And to some extent, I get it. You know, like, we're all doom and gloom because, hey, they just got blown out at home. But think about it. The Chiefs play the Packers and the Vikings, and they may play both those games without Patrick Mahomes. They're certainly playing the Packers without it. If they go to 5-4 and the Broncos go to 4-5, they're going to talk themselves into it. So they're just kicking the can down the road.
Well,
it's not an indictment of Drew Lock.
Hold on, James. I mean, even if that happens and, you know, the craziest thing that's ever happened on planet Earth happens and we go to the playoffs this year, how is it still not the correct thing to do to bring Drew Lock off the IR? Don't we want him practicing? Don't we want him there the entire time?
I don't disagree with you. I think they should bring him back because he's better to have as the backup than Brandon Allen, because quite frankly, neither one of them is going to win games for you right now, but if Joe Flacco gets hurt, I'd rather the reps go to Drew Lock than to Brandon Allen. I don't disagree with you, and I don't disagree with people saying they're out of it, because they are. They've lost at home to Mitch Trubisky, Gardner Minshew, and Matt Moore. They're done. They're out of it. I'm just telling you my reading of the tea leaves of what John Elway, Vic Fangio, and Rich Gangarello said. It's why they couldn't answer the question straight. All three of them kind of hemmed and hawed and danced around it. It's because all they're trying to do is buy time. And if they win this week, they're going to buy another week. If they lose this week, I guarantee you that's going to be a different story next week, and all of a sudden Drew Lock will be on the practice field.
All right, James, and we talked about it before you came on with us. Give us your idea as you break this game down. Are you with that delusion of grandeur and hoping that the Broncos win to kind of keep this whole thing going along like they can win? Or are you on the opposite side of the fence and say, you know what, we might as well cut our losses, go ahead, you lose the game, and now we can move forward and really look forward to 2020?
Yeah, no, my column this morning on 1043thefan.com was Broncos fans ought to root for the Colts this weekend. And I know that feels, you know, like you're being a turncoat, you're being a traitor, you're Benedict Arnold. But if you're looking at it from the long-term best interest of this team, they're better off to lose on Sunday. Because if they win, they're not going to trade Chris Harris. They're not going to trade Derek Wolf. They're going to delay things with Drew Lock, or maybe even jump the gun and, you know, get things rolling with Tim Patrick and Theo Riddick. They're going to convince themselves they're in it. And you guys, I don't want to speak for you, but you guys and me and most people who are just looking at this from the outside, we know they're not a contender. They're not going to make the playoffs this year. They're just not. I mean, the 4 out of 5 games after the bye with Buffalo and Minnesota and Houston and the places they have to go play on the road, they're not winning those games. But they think they're still in it, which is why they need to lose on Sunday, and then they'll do the right thing versus talking themselves into thinking they've got a shot.
You stated that pretty matter of fact. You stated that like a fact that they're going to do the right thing if they lose the game. I'm not so sure, James. How do you feel? I mean, I'm serious. I'm serious. Yeah, do we really have the belief that that's going to change anything if they lose the game?
I do, but you know what? To your point, Tyler, I said the same thing heading into the Kansas City game. That, to me, was the referendum game. If you win that, all right, the Chiefs are 4-3. You're 3-4. You're in it. If you lose it, you're 3 games back. You know, you punt and start worrying about 2020. So I think that was the game. They obviously didn't. I think this should certainly be the game. I can't say as a fact that they'll look at it that way. They may talk themselves into getting through the Browns game and making that decision on the bye. But man, at some point, and look, I get it. I get being competitive. I get not throwing in the towel. It's the mentality of an athlete, right? You play until it's all zeros on the clock. So I understand that. I appreciate it. But man, when you're the GM, you got to be looking at it and saying, what's the short term best thing and what's the long term best thing? And I think they're missing the forest for the trees here.
So James, let's play this hypothetical game. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, they win the game on Sunday. Now the trade deadline is coming ever so closer. Do we look to buy more guys to kind of help out this team? Because now the Broncos are looking, say, well, we are close to making a late season push, or are we just going to stay the way we are?
I can't imagine they could go on a big enough shopping spree that it would make a difference. I really can't. I mean, unless you're going to go get a left tackle, get a veteran wide receiver, you know, all the different pieces that this team needs, get a middle linebacker. I mean, goodness gracious. I don't think that they could, I don't think they could shop enough and buy enough, for it to make a difference. So I think they'll just stand pat. I just think they'll look at it and say, look, whatever compensatory picks we get down the road for Chris and for Derek, that's going to be good enough. Because really they're talking about what, maybe a round difference, right? Instead of a third, it's a second, or instead of a whatever, it's a sixth, it's a fifth. Like, they'll talk themselves into that's worth the gamble. But I don't think they'd be buyers. Man, I can't imagine what they would think is out there that would be enough to solve all that ails them.
James, you've always kept it real, so keep it real with me on this one. Chris Harris, is there any chance whatsoever that he wants to be a Denver Bronco next year?
Yeah, there's a slim chance. I would certainly wouldn't bet on it. But look, if the Broncos give him the same offer as somebody else, and his family's here, and you know, doesn't have to uproot his wife and kids and all that kind of stuff, and you know all the passcodes to the building, and you know, it's the devil, you know, right? Yeah. There's a chance. I certainly wouldn't bet on it. I think it's a relatively slim one, but man, when Brock Osweiler left here, if you'd asked me, is there a chance Brock Osweiler ever wears the Broncos uniform again, I'd have said, heck no. And what did we see a couple of years ago? We saw him out there in the orange and blue. So I never say never, but man, it's pretty slim.
I mean, there's going to be suitors out there, I've got to assume, that are going to pay him a lot of money. Are you on a motorcycle? That's impressive that you can talk on a motorcycle.
No, man, I came outside on the patio. I'm like, this will be quiet. And all of a sudden, street racers going by.
I mean, you're not supposed to talk when you're on a motorcycle. But, you know, I got to assume that there's other teams out there, James, that are going to pay Chris. You know, like it or not, whether you even think that he's elite or not, there's going to be cornerback-hungry teams that need Chris Harris and will pay him a lot of money. So for the Broncos to get him back, is it just going to be purely about paying him a ridiculous amount more than anybody else?
I think you just have to match what everybody else pays. You know, I don't think Chris Harris is going to give him a hometown discount. I think that ship has sailed.
No, you're wrong. What if it's a contender, James? What if it's a contender?
I don't know, man. I think if the money is the same, I think you just stay where you're at. He's won a Super Bowl. It's not like he's, you know, one of these guys at the end of his career that's never had a chance to do it. So I would think that if you're willing to match it, and be at that same number, he'd stay. And look, I think the Broncos would be foolish not to match it. I mean, they went and gave big money to Bryce Callahan. How's that working out? I mean, I've certainly in critical of Chris Harris. I think he's a bit of a me guy. I think he likes to point the finger at everybody but himself at times. But the dude can play, and for the most part, the guy shows up unless it's an injury he can't possibly play with. I mean, he was going to come back last year and play in the playoffs 4 weeks after his leg injury. So I would bring him back. But, again, I don't think the Broncos want him, and I don't necessarily think he wants to be here.
Final question. Who was a worse free agent signing, Bryce Callahan or Juwan James?
Wow, that's a tough one. Look, Juwan James has played 10 snaps. I guess 10 snaps is better than zero.
Exactly.
But, oh, my goodness. I'm trying to come up with an analogy that won't offend people.
Yeah, come on, give me a good
blanking
one. No, go for it. We love being offended, James.
No. I'm trying to think of, like, who was the worst dictator. Like, it doesn't matter. They were all bad. I'm not even going to say it.
All right. That's James Berline of 1043thefan.com. Appreciate you joining us, man.
Yeah, you bet, guys.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.